We begin the current daf Masech this Erev and daf Mem. We begin 6 lines off in the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, and that is there were 2 versions of a certain story. The first version was brought in because of the discussion of the previous daf that spoke about regarding the Yom Tov of Galus, that is, although really Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot really only has one day of Yom Tov. However, in Galus, since we're not sure when they made Rish Chodesh, was it on the 30th day of the month or the 31st day of the month of the previous month, and therefore we have 2 days of Yom Tov because we're not sure. However, regarding that, there was a machlekes that we consider that 1 kedusha or 2 kedushas, and that was the story that they had introduced regarding that there were 2 amiram that ate and 1 that didn't, because one had claimed that that was the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that it's going to be considered 1 kedusha, even though it's just a situation of doubt, which the Gemara said that can't be. Then another one introduced a different version of that story. It said, of course, even Rav Sheshes, who is the one that didn't eat, would agree that the 2 Yom Tov Mamgalis is only out of doubt, and it doesn't have 1 kedusha the 2 days, because 1 is definitely Yom Tov, 1 is not. Rather, it was a different story altogether. It was rather that it was brought on one day, that one day of Yom Tov that it was brought, and that everyone agrees that there should be a problem to it, but it was brought to the house of Rish Galusa. So although it was brought from outside of the Tchum, and the Malacha was done by a non-Jew for a Jew, which that makes it Aser Bahana, because of something that's done by the non-Jew for the Jew, it's included in the Issa of Amir La'akim, that you can't tell a non-Jew to do something for you, and therefore it's also included that you can't have a Na from what he does for you, because then you might come to actually tell him to do it. However, they argued regarding the fact that it was brought to Resh Galusa, then it's mutter for someone else, a different Jew that it was not made for. However, Rav Sheshes, who said that it's us, even in that case, held that since it was brought to the Resh Galusa, that's included for every Jew, because every rabbi comes to the Resh Galusa's house, and so it's as if it was brought for every single person. And that's where our Gemara picks up and brings a different story again related to this sugi about the Isser Hana, when a malacha that's done by a Nachri for Yisrael, that's where our Gemara will introduce. Our Gemara begins. Hahu lifted the Asti l'Mechuza. There was this turnip that was brought to the city of Mechuza. So Nafig Rava, Rava went out to see what was going on. There was non-Jews bringing things on Yom Tov, which possibly had malachas done to them. And if it was a malacha that was done for Yisrael, it's going to be Asr. Chazi d'chmisha, he saw that it was already a little moldy, it was getting old. So Shara Rava l'mizmanei, he permitted the Jews to buy from the non-Jews on Yom Tov, and that was no problem. Amar Havadim Itmul Nekri says this was definitely ripped off from what it was attached to already from before Yom Tov, and there were no malacha of Kaitzer, nothing was done to detach it from where it was attached, and therefore you can go ahead and have enough from it. My Amid, what are you going to say that it's usher for the Jew to take it from the non-Jew? Michutz l'tchum asr, because it came from outside the boundary. That's a malacha. You can't go ahead and bring something from out of the tchum, and now that it was brought for the Jews, it's a problem. But Habab b'shavah Yisrael is that we know that if something was done for one Jew, mutar lachal Yisrael achas, this was the discussion of the previous Gemara, which was on top of this Amud that we quoted on the previous daf, that if it was done for one Jew, then it's going to be permitted for a different Jew that it wasn't done for. V'choshken hai, and definitely this situation, da'adayta d'nachrim asa. It wasn't even brought for a Jew that it should be permitted for a different Jew. It was brought for the non-Jews, because they know Jews don't usually buy in Yom Tov. So therefore, when this malacha, even if you're saying that it was a malacha of tchumen, that was brought from out of the tchum, it wasn't being done for a Jew. So therefore, if when it's done for a Jew, it's permitted for another Jew, at least according to Menri Shain, at least if it's an Issa d'Rabbanan. So therefore here, where again we're discussing just the Issa of Tchumen, that it was not even done for a Jew in the first place. It was only done for non-Jews. Definitely the Jews can have enough of it. But Kivin the Chazer, the Komavshi, but once he saw that there were many non-Jews coming, Umayislehu, and they started bringing a whole bunch of them. So then he realized that these were definitely being done. They were detaching them and bringing them in, or from out of the Tchum for the Jews. Also, then he said it's forbidden, because again, if the Malacha was done not for a Jew, then a Jew could have enough from it. If let's say a non-Jew lights a candle for himself, or he does other malachas, the Jew could have enough from it. But if it was done for the Jew, then the Jew can't have enough from it. And therefore, once he realized that they're starting to bring it now, he saw that, oh, because everyone's buying, I'm going to bring more, I'm going to detach, I'm going to bring from out of the tchum, that's already malacha that's done for Yisrael. Then he said, no one's allowed to buy anymore. On this topic, the Gemara brings a different illustration. Hanu b'nei genana, they were these people that they were the ones that tied the canopies for the chasanim. They made a chuppah, and they would put over their hadassah myrtles. The gazulahu asab yom tov sheni, these non-Jews, they detached these myrtles on the second day of Yom Tov. So la'urta sharilahu ravina la'aruche be'la'alta. So matzi Yom Tov, he allowed the people to already be smelling these myrtles right away. And that's because, although generally one has to wait, b'chdei sheyaseh, the amount of time it takes, because this malacha was done for the Jews, You have to wait the time that it would take for it to be done, Matzah Yom Tov or Matzah Shabbos. Here he let them have right away because Yom Tov Sheni is only Issa D'Rabbanan, and in that case he was Mekel. So Amalei Rava Bar Tachliva L'Ravina, but Leisiluhu Marmam Nishayin Medei Torah. It should be forbidden just because that these people are not Tamid HaChacham, and they're going to be lax and to be disgraceful of the second day of Yom Tov, because, oh, you see, it's just Yom Tov Sheni, it's not really Daraisa, you see, you don't have to wait B'chdei She'asa. So just with the virtue of that, you should require that people should have to wait B'chdei She'asa, the amount of time it usually takes to detach it and bring it, because if not, you let them have enjoyment from it right after, they can say, hey, this Yom Tov Sheni is not as strict as other things, for that alone. So on that comment, Maskev Lo Rav Shmaya, what do you mean? Taima de'ena b'nei Torah, the reason why you should have to wait b'chdei she'asa is because they're not b'nei Torah. Ha b'nei Torah, sure, but if they were b'nei Torah, then you would be able to have it right after Yom Tov. V'abin b'chdei she'asa, but you need to have b'chdei she'asa. In other words, it doesn't make a difference if Yom Tov Sheni is drabbanan. You always have to wait b'chdei she'asa. So azu shayulu l'rava, they went and they asked Rava, amalahu b'in b'chdei she'asa, you have to wait when the malacha that was done by a non-Jew for a Jew on Shabbos or Yom Tov, which makes it asr b'hanah for the Jew to have anah, that is going to be not only Aser on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're going to have to wait Matzah Shabbos, the amount of time that that Malacha would require on its own merit, because or else, having it right after Shabbos and Yom Tov is also considered Hanah. That now I didn't have to wait how long I would normally have to do the process when it would already be after Shabbos. So therefore, you have to wait B'chdei She'as. So the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah that says, Reb Deisa said, this goes back to the discussion of the previous Daffin, that it said in the Mishnah that this the machlekes we had regarding the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which basically was a principle that had many manifestations. If Rosh Hashanah is considered one Kedusha, or it's considered two Kedushas, that is, we're not sure which day is the right of Rosh Hashanah. So Misafik, was it on the 30th day of El, or on the 31st day of the El that we made Rish Chodesh, that we made Aleph Tishrei, right? Since we're not sure, we have both days as Rosh Hashanah. And however, the other Shita held that no, it's not because of that. It's a definite Kedusha Achas. And there was two components regarding one of the Machloikis. That when you come to the Nusach of Rosh Hashanah, what do you say? So on that, we had Reb Deisa that said, well, first of all, you introduced the concept of Rish Chodesh, that not only is this Rosh Hashanah, it's also Rish Chodesh. It's not only the beginning of the year, it's the beginning of the month of Tishrei. And also you say that if today is Rosh Hashanah, so let it be for today. If tomorrow is, then let it be for tomorrow. And however, the Chacham, they argued, they said that no, you don't say this. So Amar Rabba, Kavina b'Rav Huna. So Rabba is going to quote a question they had in the Yeshiva Rav Huna that will apply to this statement of Rav Daisa that is a machlekes in the Mishnah. Ibailon, we asked the following question in this Yeshiva Rav Huna. Mahu lahaskil shu Rosh Chodesh b'Rosh Hashanah? What is the halacha when you're saying the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah? Do you also mention the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh? And the question was as follows. Kiven the chalukim b'musafin, since they are different in their carbon musafs, that is, you bring a carbon musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and you bring a carbon musaf of Rosh Hashanah, as it says in the pasuk in Bamidbar Chav Tes, milvad oil ha'chodesh, besides the oil that's brought every single month, you also bring a carbon for the Rosh Hashanah carbon musaf. So Amrinan said, therefore, then by tefillah also you say esyim Rosh Chodesh is that v'esyim ezekaron is that just like by karbanos you have both. So to by tefillah, which is b'makom karbanos, you'll also say both. Oy dilma, or maybe zikaron echad oy lekan ulekan, that one membrance will be both. When you say yom zikaron, will include Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, because the Torah calls both of them zikaron. It says zikaron true of Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Chodesh also is called b'hoy lechem lezikaron. So maybe you do not say a special announcement for Rosh Chodesh, and is included in the Yom Zikaron of Rosh Hashanah. So Amalon, Rav Huna told us, Tanisu, this is what our Mishnah says, and what we quoted before, Rav Deisa says, that whoever goes in front of the Amit from Rosh Hashanah to Davin, he says that this is Rosh Chodesh, and if it's today, let it be tomorrow, or if it's tomorrow, let it be today. So my love, isn't it that what? That when the Chachamim, who it says in the Mishnah, Loi Hoidulo, that they did not agree to this version of the davening that Reb Deisa said, Lahaskir, that they were going on the fact of that Reb Deisa said that you mentioned Rosh Chodesh in the Rosh Hashanah davening, and when they says that Loi Hoidulo Chacham, they didn't agree to him to mention Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, because the one Zikaron of Rosh Hashanah is Oy Lekan Ulekan, and you don't say a special statement just for Rosh Chodesh, to which the Gemara says Loi. There's no proof that they said to the Rebbe Rav Huna from our Mishnah, Lahasnis. What the Chacham were arguing with him was not on the idea that you mentioned Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Really, you mentioned Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. But regarding the condition that he said, in the davening, the person who's davening says, Im Hayoyim, if Rosh Hashanah is today, let you be Hachli Tzeinu today. If it's tomorrow, let it be tomorrow. No, on that they argued him, they said, no, you say it's Stam. you say it without saying if it's this or tomorrow. And so too, the next day also, you just say, you don't mention maybe it's today, maybe it's tomorrow. And the Gemara says, it makes sense to say that this is what they were arguing about. That maybe they agree that you say Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. They were just arguing about the virtue of saying that, oh, if today is Rosh Hashanah, let it be the right tefillah, and if it's not, let it be tomorrow, and tomorrow to say if it's today, or if not, let it be from yesterday. And the fact that we learn the Brisa as follows. It says, that this statement that Reb Doisa said in our Mishnah, this is what he did by every Rosh Chodesh from the entire year, which is the same suffix. We're not sure if Bezdin made a full month or a Chodesh Chaser, a lacking month. That is, was it a month of 29 days or 30 days? Which means, did they make the new Rosh Chodesh on day 30 or day 31? And that is, so therefore, you always have this, what he said in the Mishnah, B'loi Chodele, but the Chum don't agree to him. And now the Gemara explains this right. Iyamet B'Shalem Elahastis, if you say that what the Machleikis was regarding the condition, that's why they didn't agree to him. In other words, that what did Reb Doisa's main halach is that they're arguing him? That's regarding the condition that you say, if it's today, let it be today. If it's not, let it be tomorrow. And that, he did this every single month because he wasn't sure which is the right day of Rish Chaydish. Just like we're not sure because we live so far out that maybe they made Rish Chaydish a different day. Was it day 30 or day 31? So he always say that. Every Rish Chaydish, he would have 2 days and he would say, if it's today or tomorrow. On that, the Chachamim didn't agree to him because no, you don't say that. You just say it plain. But if you say that he's going on the idea of mentioning Rish Chodesh, and that is what that the discussion was in the Brisa, so what does it mean in the Brisa that he did this every Rish Chodesh and that they didn't agree to him? What do you mean you don't agree? Of course you say Rish Chodesh on Rish Chodesh. I could understand that they're arguing him when Rish Chodesh on Rish Hashanah, that loy haidu loy, that then you won't say Rish Chodesh and Rish Hashanah. But if we say in the Brisa that he did this every single month, what did he do every single month? It must be this lahasness, and that's what the Chum argued him. Because it was the lahaskripa just to mention Rish Chodesh. How could the Chum not agree to mention Rish Chodesh on every single Rish Chodesh? So the Gemara responds to this. So ve'elam ma'isa, what are you going to say to explain our Mishnah? Lahasness, that this is what they argued him regarding the condition about saying if it's today or tomorrow. But then, why do we need them that they should argue on the same thing in two places, in our Mishnah and the Brisa? In other words, it's what I'm saying that to the contrary, that they argue on him in our Mishnah regarding Lahaskir, and in the Brisa is regarding Lahasness. But if you're saying that our Mishnah is also regarding the condition, why do we need to have that Machlekes in the Mishnah and the Brisa? Another thing says, no, Tzricha, we needed both. Really, they don't argue that you, they agree that you say Rish Chodesh and Rish Hashanah. And they're only arguing regarding the conditional statement of that if today's the right day or tomorrow's the right day. So why do I need to have that both by Rosh Hashanah and on every Rish Chodesh? Diashmin Rosh Hashanah, because had we only said this regarding Rosh Hashanah, Havamina b'hokam Rabbanon deloy, because then I would have said that that is what Rabbanon say, that there I don't agree to your B'daisa, that you don't make a condition. Why? Why would that be worse than every regular Rosh Chodesh? Mishum de'asi lizalzulebe, because then they're going to come to disgrace the days of Rosh Hashanah, because if we say we're not sure which is the real day of Rosh Hashanah, because our Nusach Tefillah is saying that if it's really today, let it be today, Hashem. If it's tomorrow, so they're going to come to disgrace both days of Rosh Hashanah. But if we say Stam, then people are going to consider it as we do. We don't say which day, if it's today or tomorrow. So everyone thinks both days are regular Rosh Hashanah. We give it the utmost Kedusha. Of a Rosh Chodashim Shekhal Hashanah Kula, but regarding Rosh Chodesh of the entire year, where there's no Isser Malacha, and there's no concern about being Mezalzal and what? And there's no special stringencies that are necessary on Rosh Chodesh. Even Moidulei Reb Doisa, maybe we would say that the Chum agreed to Reb Doisa, that you would say in this terminology of Tanai of condition. If today's Rosh Chodesh, let it be today. If it's tomorrow, let it be tomorrow. There's no concern of any backlash in the sense that people are going to be lax about it. And the same thing is the reverse. If we only had the machlekes of the Brisa regarding every Rosh Chodesh, b'hokam Reb Doisa, maybe only the Reb Doisa would say that you make this conditional type of phraseology. But regarding the statement of Rosh Hashanah, to say that maybe it's today, maybe it's tomorrow, even Maidul Rabbanah, I would say that there, Reb Doisa would agree to the Rabbanah that there you should not say Lashon of Tanai, because again, maybe he'd agree that there's Asi Lezuzuli, that it's going to come to become disgraceful for the halachas and the stringency of the malachas on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, Tzricha, that's why we have to have both. So therefore, there is no raya to the contrary, and therefore, there's no proof. And therefore, you could say that Chum did not argue on this idea of saying Rish Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. And maybe you do say Rish Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, and there's no raya that Rav Huna tried to bring from our Mishnah that you did not say Rish Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara asked Meisvei. We learned in the Braisa, Rosh Hashanah Shechalis B'Shabbos, regarding Rosh Hashanah that fell on Shabbos. So B'Shami Oymi Mispal Eser. you say 10 brachas, which are the first three brachas you always make in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, and you always have the last three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. That's 6. Then you have the tefillah of Shabbos itself. That's 7. Then you have the Kedushas HaYom, which mentions the idea of Rosh Hashanah, which included with that is the bracha of Malchias. That's 8. And you have Zechrein and Shreifis, which is 9 and 10. Ubesilah and Mespal Tesha Besilah say only say 9 brachas, because you include Shabbos together with Yom Tov in one bracha, and the way you conclude it is Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. They're included in one. And this is the proof. V'im Is, and if you're going to say that the way they want to refute Rav Huna, that you do say Rish Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, so then Bishamai, according to Bishamai, that he requires a separate bracha for each entity, as we find he doesn't just wrap up Yom Tov with Shabbos. Yom Tov gets his own bracha, and Shabbos gets his own bracha. So then, Achas Asher Mibayilei, you should have to have 11 brachas. Why did he say there's just 10 brachas? If you say that you mention Rish Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, and so you're giving a separate bracha for Shabbos and for Rosh Hashanah, but Rish Chodesh, which also should require its own bracha, because Bishami says each one gets its own bracha, so why only 10 brachas? It should require 11 brachas. So obviously, that you did not mention Rish Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, not like the Talmidim tried refuting in Rav Huna and saying that you would say Rish Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara continues at Amud Beis and says, no. Amar Bezer says that in truth, you do have to mention Rish Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. However, according to Bishami, that says that everything gets its own bracha, Rish Chodesh does not get its own bracha. And not because that the Zikaron of Rosh Hashanah includes the Zikaron of Rosh Chodesh, which we mashim that since Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh, that's why it's included. And that the truth is that if it was just Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and even if it wasn't Rosh Hashanah, it still would not require its own bracha. Rather, we would make the conclusion of the bracha, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Rosh Chodeshim. And that's why in Rosh Hashanah also, when you're Messiah, you make Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron V'Rosh Chodeshim. And that even though that by Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, Beishamei, as we said before, which was the basis and the assumption of the question, that each one requires its own bracha, but by Rosh Chodesh, they agree that it does not require its own bracha. Why would that be? Why is Rosh Chodesh different, that would resolve the difficulty that you could say that, according to everybody, would say Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, yet it would, even according to Beishamei, that says each one requires its own bracha, but Rosh Chodesh wouldn't. As Reb Zeri says, Sha'ani Rosh Chodesh is different, mitech shekoylun l'shachris v'arvas. Because it's included, the bracha of Rish Chodesh is included in the brachas of the day of Shachris and Mincha and Ma'ariv, even by other Shabbos. And that is because Rish Chodesh is different, because even if it would be during the weekday, it would not require its own brachas in the regular tefillahs. Rather, you would say, as we do, you say Yalav Yavai by the bracha of Avodah Vertzei. And therefore, even when the falls on Shabbos, even according to the one that says that by Shabbos, you do not mention Rish Chodesh by Yalav Yavai in the bracha of Vertzei, rather you mention it in the brachas Hayoim, but you would still include it, and there would not be its own bracha, and therefore the Gemara concludes that Koil Nam B'Musaf, and that's why regarding the Tefillah of Musaf, also it's also included according to Beishamai, and that is even though during the weekday, that there is a bracha of Musaf for itself, here we would include it in the other bracha of Rosh Hashanah. So basically what Reb Zeri is saying is that you can't compare Rish Chodesh to the other Tefillahs, whereas although it's Shabbos, and Yom Tov, Bishamai holds not like Beisil, that you put it together with Shabbos. Rather, Yom Tov will get its own bracha, and Shabbos will get its own bracha. It's because Yom Tov generally has its own bracha when it falls out during the weekday. So then, yes, when it falls out in Shabbos, you will not wrap it together with Shabbos, although they seem to be both Kedushas HaYom, they get their own bracha because they always get their own bracha. Whereas by Rish Chodesh, where generally it does not get its own bracha, therefore, in other words, by Rosh Hashanah, for example, by Shachris and Mincha and Ma'ariv, so therefore by Musaf also, where although here it will be included in the Kedushas HaYom, it will not be normally as it normally is by Ritzei and Yalav Yavai. However, there it doesn't have its own Chashivas, so then it will be wrapped together, will be Nichlal together in the Tefillah of Shabbos. And that answers the question why Bishamai, Yulchari, should have to have 11 brachas, not 10. And then we wanted to prove, oh, so obviously Rish Chodesh is not said in Rosh Hashanah. He said, no, Rish Chodesh is mentioned in Rosh Hashanah. However, it will be wrapped together with the bracha. It will not have its own distinct bracha, again, because generally it's not said as its own bracha. But then the Gemara asks, based on this answer, Umi is lehu lebeishamai koil? Does Beishamai even hold of this concept of koil, that by the bracha of Musaf or Rish Chodesh, that when it happens on Shabbos, you're not going to say its own bracha, and it's going to be wrapped together with Shabbos? And that's what the assumption of the answer was, to say that of course you say Rish Chodesh, but it's included together in the other bracha of Musaf. But by the time we learn the brisa, Rish Chodesh chalis beShabbos, if Rish Chodesh happens on Shabbos, Beishamai oimer mespal shmoina. Beishamai say you make 8 brachas. you make the one of Rosh Chodesh and the one of Shabbos, which is you have the three from the beginning, three at the end, and you have one of Shabbos and one of Rosh Chodesh. Basil say you only make seven because they hold the Rosh Chodesh together with Shabbos. So David the Gemara says, Kasha, obviously this is difficulty, and that is we hear from this, that since by other Shabbos, as we just quoted now, Beishami require a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh, and whereas by Rosh Hashanah, that Beishami says you only need 10 brachas, not 11, so obviously, because you're not going to be mentioning a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh, so the reason must be that because the mentioning, the zikaron of Rosh Hashanah works for the mentioning, you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh. Obviously, you hear that even to the include Rosh Chodesh and to mention it, even that you don't have to have. That seems to refute the base that we said before. So the Gemara says that definitely is a difficulty according to what we said before. It must be, at least it seems, that you do not mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, because if you did, Bisham would require 11 brachas, not 10, because we cannot give the answer we gave before that you do mention it, but it's included, because we have clear a brisa that says that when there's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh will not be included in the bracha of Shabbos. It will have its own bracha, and l'chari, the same thing should apply Rosh Hashanah, and if you're not applying it to Rosh Hashanah, it's not being mentioned, obviously it's because the zikaron of Rosh Hashanah will go ahead and cover the zikaron of Rosh Chodesh. So now the Gemara continues, says that this whole answer we gave of Kail, but Kail Atzmai, and Kail itself, that regarding the Shachris and Mayav of Rosh Chodesh, when the falls are in Shabbos, Tanoihi, this is in itself is a Machlokes Tanoim, because there's a Tana that holds that even Kail you don't have, that you won't say that it's going to be wrapped up together and said with the other bracha of Shabbos to like Mekadosh HaShabbos Rosh Chodeshim. Rather, you're going to say Yal V'Yavai during Ritzei like you do during the weekday. But in the brachas Hayayim, it's not mentioned at all, even to go ahead and include it and wrap it up together with Mekadosh HaShabbos or whatever other Yom Tov or Shabbos it's going to be. This is Machlokes Tanoim. The time like learned the brisa. Shabbos HaChalias Rosh Chodesh. Regarding Shabbos that falls in Rosh Chodesh, Oy B'Chal Shamayit, or falls in Chal Shamayit. So you have a Shabbos Chal Shamayit. Arvis Shachris Mincha Misbal Kedarka Shabbos. So regarding the other tefillas, you make a regular type of tefillah like you do. You make seven brachas, and you say the Chol HaShamayit or the Rosh Chodesh. You say that during the bracha of Ritzei when you say Yalvi Yalvi. Blaza Oimim Bahayda. Blaza you say it by Ma'id. Then it says Ve'imloy Amid. If you didn't say this Yalvi Yalvi, Machzir Noi. So you have to return the person that he has to say it. Uba Mesafin. But regarding the tefillah of Musav. Maschil Bishal Shabbos, you begin, when you're starting off the middle bracha, you start with Shabbos, which is Batid and Lanu, Esayim HaManoich HaZeh. Umesayim Bishal Shabbos, you conclude with the bracha of Shabbos, which is Mekadosh HaShabbos, and not anymore. However, V'ayimei Kedusha Sayyem Be'emtza, but you mentioned the Kedusha of the day in the middle, that is by the Tefillah of Musav, in the middle of the bracha, that's where this Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed is included. But by Shachris and Ma'ir, it's not included even in the middle. So this Tana obviously holds that you don't have Kail, even Bechlal of Shachris and Arvis, you don't mention that at all. So therefore, we really have three different levels. There was one that wanted to say that Rosh Chodesh, which is like the opinion of Bishamai, that it will get its own bracha of Rosh Chodesh. Then we wanted to say that there are those that say that, no, you're not going to give it its own bracha, but it will be included in the other tefillah of Shabbos or Rosh Hashanah. And then we see that even this idea of Kail, that some want to say, as we just said, that it won't even be included at all by Shachris Mincha Marib. You're not going to say it at all. It's just going to be said in Yalav Yavai by Ritzei, and it won't be Nichol at all. So the Gemara continues, they say, Kamakim Shezokuk L'Sheva, any place where you have to say seven brachas, even by Shachris and Marib, Maschil b'shal Shabbos, you begin with Shabbos, u'mesayim b'shal Shabbos, v'ayim kedusha yom b'emtza, that you do say kedusha yom in the middle of Rosh Chodesh together with Shabbos. For example, you say asim hamanoich hazeh, v'asim Rosh Chodesh hazeh, or if it's, let's say it's Chol HaMoed, you say asim haShabbos hazeh, v'asim chag Sukkos or Pesach, whichever one you're going to mention. So obviously that they hold that you do say koil by Shachris and Arvis. And that's not like Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanna Kamma. And that, again, that's the machlokes that we had regarding do you say koil by this Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, do you mention Rosh Chodesh in the Kedusha Sayyim with the Shabbos? That itself is a machlokes, do you say Koil or not? And then we have those that say even more that it would get, that was the opinion of Bishamah, that it's going to get its own bracha. So the Gemara says finally, my Havala, so this was the question that he says was posed in the Yeshiva of Avuna. So what was the conclusion? Do you mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah or not? So Amar Rav Chizda said, Zikaron Echad Oiloi Lekan Ulekan. One mention of Yom Zikaron is said, and that includes Rosh Hashanah, and that includes Rosh Chodesh. B'chaynam Rabbis, so the Rabbis says, Zikaron Echad or Lekan, Lekan, one mention of Zikaron is mentioned. You do not mention a separate remembrance for Rosh Chodesh. So now the Gemara says, similar to the previous discussion that we had asked, do you mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? That was what Rabbi said. This was a question they asked in the Yeshiva Rav Huna. So then he says another type of question. Again, the same terminology that when we were in the Yeshiva Rav Huna, we asked the following question. What is halacha? Do you say Zman, which is a reference to the bracha of Shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? And the two options were, Kivin d'mizman l'zman nasi, since it only comes at different intervals. In other words, it comes once a year. So I mean to say Shechiyanu about something, a time of simcha that comes once a year. A dilma, kivin d'le ikur galim, maybe because since it's not called one, the shalosh regalim, it's not a yomtiv in that sense. So maybe you don't say Shechiyanu. So lo have a biyadei, Rav Huna did not have an answer. When I came to the yeshiva, Yehuda Omar, he said, I make a bracha Shechiyanu even on a new piece of squash. And that is when I see a new gourd, a new dalas, a new squash from year to year, I say the bracha of Shechiyanu. That's the bracha and because it's a special thing. So definitely you're going to say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So Amalei said to him, I didn't have a question regarding if you're allowed to make a Shechiyanu. My only question was, are you obligated to make a Shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So Amalei, to that he responded, Rav Shmuel Dami Tavayu, Ein Oymer Zman El B'Shosh Regalim. The Chiyuv of Shechiyanu is only on the three Yom Tovim of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Tosha Gemara asked, Meisvei, there's a pasuk in Kehelet that says, Ten Chelik L'Shiva V'Gam L'Shmoina, give a portion of the seven and also of the eight. So there's a machlekes regarding what is this a reference to. So Rabbi Eliezer says that Shiva, when it says seven, this is a reference to the 7 days of creation, which is that the Shabbos is the choicest of them, which is what the Pasuk says, that 10 that you should give, that's what you should give to Hashem from the 7. Shemayna, what's 8 a reference to? These are the 8 days of Mila, that is the 8th is the choicest of all these days, and that's the one that you give to Hashem with the Bris Mila. A different version is Yibshua Aymer, Shiva Elu Shivim Pesach, that's the 7 days of Pesach, that you have to give to each one its chelik, which the Gemara is going to explain in a second, what is every day distinct with of the 7 days of Pesach, and Shmoina Elu Shmoina Mechag, these are the 8 days of Sukkot. Ukshu Aymer, when it says Vigam, the Pasuk says, and also Vigam L'Shmoina, what's the extra word Vigam? L'Rabbis Atzeres Roshana Mekirim, that comes to include Shavuos and Roshana and Yom Kippur. So my loveless man. So the raya is, which is the question that what are these things going to be included? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur that it has just like Sukkot and Pesach that it's going to have the bracha of Shechiyanu. So therefore, you see, the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur do have Shechiyanu. And that the Gemara answers loy lebracha. It's a reference to the bracha that you make a bracha on each day mikadosh Yisrael v'azmanim. That is not only do you say on Pesach and Sukkot, but Shavuos Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You also say a bracha mikadosh Yisrael v'azmanim. And the Gemara says, it makes sense to say this, that it was a reference to the bracha and not to making Shechiyanu. Because if you think it's a reference to Shechiyanu, Zman kol Shiva mi'ika, do you make a Shechiyanu each of the 7 days of Pesach? It says that Shiva is the 7 days of Pesach. What do you mean? You don't make a Shechiyanu all 7 days of Pesach. You only make it on the first day. So therefore, it's obviously talking about the bracha, that you make all 7 days, which is including Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but not regarding Shechiyanu. So the Gemara responds to that, no, holy kasha. That wouldn't be difficult. You can't bring me right from there. Because maybe it is a reference that Shechiyanu is all 7 days of Pesach and 8 days of Sukkot. What it means is, if you don't make a bracha today, in other words, the first day, that you make the next day or the day after that, you can make the entire 8 days of Sukkot or 7 days of Pesach if you didn't get a chance to. So therefore, that it would still apply that maybe it could be talking about Shechiyanu. Tosfos Gemara asks on that rebuttal, but you still need to have a cup of wine. And that is going back on what we said. In other words, we wanted to say, it makes sense to say that the Brice is only in reference to the bracha, not Shechiyanu. Because if you think it's going on Shechiyanu, do you make a Shechiyanu all 7 days? So the Gemara responded to that. No, because it means if you don't make today, then you say tomorrow or the day after that. And that is what the Gemara is responding and saying, wait a second. You need a cup of wine to make the bracha of Shechiyanu on that. And a regular person has a cup of wine on the first day, but not everybody has a cup of wine for the rest of Yom Tov. And therefore, how can you say that it would be saying you make a Shechiyanu all days when you might not have a cup of wine? And therefore, the Gemara says, if you want to say that maybe it's talking about Shechiyanu, then maybe we should bring a proof of it from this to Rav Nachman. The Amr of Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Zman Omer Fel Bashuk, that you can make a Shechiyanu even without a cup of wine, even in the street, in the marketplace. And because if you're saying that it's a reference to making Shechiyanu all 7 days, most people, not everyone necessarily has a cup of wine. And if you're saying you can make it every day, obviously you don't need a cup of wine. So the Gemara says, no, holy kasha. It doesn't have to bring a rioter of Nachman. And the Ikla Lekais is talking about when you could make it all 7 days if you happen to have a cup of wine. And therefore it is going on Shechiyanu, but it's not a rioter of Nachman. But then the Gemara asks, I very well understand that if you want to say that it's a reference to Shechiyanu, and it would be talking about if you happen to have a cup of wine. So therefore, I understand how that makes sense for that you want to say that Begam is including Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur. I understand Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, where there you have cups of wine that you make, and you make a bracha that you can make Shechiyanu. However, regarding Yom Kippurim, if you're saying that Tov Mat Shechiyanu, obviously, you're going to have to say that it is a right to Rav Nachman, that you don't need a cup of wine. Because Yom Kippurim, Hechi Ovid, what are you doing Yom Kippur? How are you going to be making a Shechiyanu on a cup of wine? We know Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat or drink anything. And if it's talking about right before Yom Kippur, if it's talking about that you made the bracha of Shechiyanu, so it's you're right before Yom Kippur, but then you drink it, so then how could you do that? Once you already make Shechiyanu, it's like a Kabbalah of that Yom Tov, because you're saying Shechiyanu b'kimonu to what? Yigal Nizman said that it's Yom Kippur already. Once you make the tefillah or the brachas of that Yom Tov is chal already, and then you can't drink. As the Gemara says, the Amalei of Yemri bar Abba l'Rav, mi bedelas, did you stop doing malacha? Which this was an incident that one time the skies got darkened with clouds. And everyone thought that it was already Shabbos. It got dark. So Rav went and he davened the tefillah of Shabbos, which was really Friday. And then later on it cleared up and they saw that it really wasn't Shabbos. So Rabbi Yemi asked Rav, did you stop doing a malacha when you were already mekabel Shabbos with your tefillah? In Bedelia says, yes, I stopped because since I was Makabal Shabbos with the fact that it got clouded up, I couldn't do a malach anymore, even if it became obvious afterwards that it's not Shabbos. So therefore, you see from here that a Kabbalah of with a tefillah makes it that the chalais of the Yom Tov of the Shabbos starts. And therefore, once you make the Shechiyanu, how can you go ahead then and drink it? It doesn't work. So obviously, you don't need a cup of wine like Rav Nachman. And then the Gemara says, and if you're going to say liver chalev v'lanche, that no, make the bracha and then leave it. Don't drink from it. But you can't say that either. Hamavarach tzarech sheyitim, the one that makes the bracha has to taste it. And if you're going to say that leis v'liyinuka, that you should give it to a child, that is, let the child drink it after he made the bracha on it, as Rashi explains, that although we say that when a bracha is made on the cup of wine, that you have to taste it, it doesn't mean that the one that made the bracha has to taste it. Even if someone else drinks it, it's okay. Because the whole reason why you have to drink it, again, we're not talking about birchas hanenin. You make a bracha on the Yom Tov, it's only because it's a gnai, it's embarrassing for the kushal bracha, that a person should not have enough from it right away after they made the bracha on the cup of wine. That this bracha should have, the bracha on the wine should have a bar priya gofen for no purpose. Because although the bar priya gofen is generally birchas hanenin, on some level this is a different type of a bracha, it's for the Yom Tov. But you made a bar priya gofen, it's embarrassing that it shouldn't be, that no one should be drinking from it. And therefore, once someone else drinks from it, it's okay, it doesn't have to be. So technically, you could give it to a child. So a child that doesn't have to fast, let him go ahead and drink it. And that the Gemara says you can't do that either. Because less hilchas k'rav acha, the halacha does not follow Rav Acha that allows children to do certain forbidden things for adults. Because dimel asa lemisach, he might come to continue doing this type of behavior that is the child, once he gets used to this, because every year, Yom Kippur, when we have to make a Shechiyanu, guess who's drinking it? The child. He's going to come to drink it after he becomes an adult also. He's so used to drinking Yom Kippur, he's going to follow in the ways that he was mechunachin of drinking the wine. So that's not an option either. So therefore the Gemara concludes that if you want to say that this is talking about Begam, to include Atzeres or Shonim Kippur, that is Tomat Shechiyanu, it has to be a writer of Nachman, because what are you going to do in Yom Kippur? Obviously, there's nothing to do with the cup of wine. You can't leave it, you can't give it to a child, and you can't drink it. So therefore, it must be a right to Rav Nachman if you want to say, although we said it makes sense to say that it's not talking about Shechiyanu, and that it's really talking about the bracha, but if you want to say that, then you would have to say it's a right to Rav Nachman that you don't need a cup of wine when you're making a Shechiyanu. But the Gemara says, my Havala, so what was the conclusion? Do you say Shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur or not? So Shadru Rabbanan L'Rav Yemer Sabbath. So the Rabbanan, they sent Rav Yemer the elder, Kamed Rav Chizda, in front of Rav Chizda, B'mali Yemer Reshata, the day before Hashanah, he arrived by Rav Chizda's house to see what he's going to do for Hashanah, so we should know, do you make Shechiyanu or not? So Amr Lei, they said to him, Zilchazi Hecha Avad Uvda, go see Rav Chizda and see how he does, and Ta'imelan, come tell us what he does. So Kichazi, when Rav Chizda saw Rav Yemer, they came to him, so Amr Lei, he said the following statement, Dalyua liritiva. If someone picks up a moist piece of wood, in other words, a piece of wood that's very wet, that's not fit to be used as firewood, it must be because the spot is soft underneath. In other words, you know the reason why he's picking up the piece of wood is not for the wood, because it has no purpose and he's not picking it up for nothing. So obviously he's picking it up for the place that's there. So what he was really hinting to him was, says, you didn't come here for nothing. There's a reason why you picked yourself up and came here. It's obviously for the place. You came here to see something. So he said, obviously you're coming to see what I'm going to do. So when they came Rosh Hashanah by the night, they brought him a cup of wine. Kaddish v'amar zman. So what he did was that he made kiddush and then he made a shachianu. And the Gemara says v'hilchasa im zman b'Roshon Yom Kippur. That is the halacha. You make a shachianu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And v'hilchasa zman im afilu b'shuk. The halacha is that, like Rav Nachman said, that you do make a shachianu even in the street. You don't need to have a cup of wine, which is what you do by Yom Kippur, to make a shachianu even without a cup of wine.